I want to share with you an idea from the Vilna Gaon, which was elucidated by Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Fascinating concept that we have within the Parshios that we're reading right now. But first, a word from our sponsors. As you know, we have our matching campaign that's going on right now. Began at 10 a.m., continues till tomorrow evening. We'd love for you to be able to sponsor anything that you can. Even if it's a small amount, we'd love to be able to sponsor whatever you can. It'll certainly motivate other people to do it as well and supports many different programs that we have. So if you can, we'd love your support. Now, on to this idea from the Vilna Gaon and as well from Rav Moshe Shapiro expounding this idea. So if you think you understand the Parsha, and another thing's coming. And that is that when we look at the Parsha itself, the Parshios, let's put it this way, we see the stories. These are our favorite stories that we actually have of, as we discuss over Shabbos, the favorite stories of the story with the brothers and everything that's happening over here. It's a wonderful experience. But the Vilna Gaon says, when the Gemara tells us, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, that action which happens to our forefathers is a Simon Labanim, it doesn't just mean, oh, this happened, so therefore it's a sign for this. It means the entire story that you see is in fact a microcosm of a major event that's taking place. So says the Vilna Gaon, every story that you actually see that happened to Yaakov Avinu was in fact that which happened to Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just one thing, it's everything. And so therefore he breaks it up to explain the different galuyos, the different exiles the Jewish people actually went through, and shows that which Yaakov went through, it's going to parallel itself. So as much as we, quote unquote, love the story of Yosef and his brothers, imagine if that happened to you. You're like, you wouldn't like that story, but it's Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, which means that duplicates itself. So those events that happen, it's no longer just a story. It's actually real-time events that happened to all of Klal Yisrael. So he explains, and we'll just summarize some of this idea. He explains that when it comes to the Golos, the exile and Geula redemption that we have of Klal Yisrael, of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim experience from beginning to end is in fact Yaakov in the house of Lavan. And you actually see in the Pesukim, you'll see how the verses write themselves out, that they're very similar Pesukim that take place in Beit Lavan and as well for Klal Yisrael. So for example, he tells over to his wives, Yaakov tells over to his wives, I worked so hard. You know, I worked for decades. For what? What did I gain from this? All the stuff that I did, I worked for your father all this time. This is the Avodas Parach. This was all of the effort that they had to put into in Mitzrayim as well, when they had to work with painstaking labor. For what purpose? For what? Lavan was going to try to take it all away. Note, by the way, that this is why we say this at the Seder, when we say Arami Oved Avi, this whole experience of Yaakov and Lavan is actually referred to as Golos Mitzrayim. And therefore, when they leave, when Yaakov leaves, and when Bnei Yisrael leaves, it comes in the same pattern of the Pesukim itself, such as when we leave Mitzrayim, it says, Vayigad l'melech ki barach ha'am, it was told over to the king that we ran away, and then he cut up to us, and we were at the sea, and the sea's about to split. So what happens by Lavan? So it was told over to Lavan that Yaakov ran away in the middle of the night, and he chased after him, and the whole thing happened. And what happens? He says, I'm never going to see you again, says Paro to Moshe. Same thing happened by Lavan. Lavan's never going to see Moshe again. So the entire story of Lavan's experience is actually the story of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. That's part one. Part two, he says, is that if you go to the next Golos, you're going to see that the experience of Esav to Yaakov is in fact the Purim story. The Purim story is Esav battling with Yaakov. Esav's intent to destroy, to entirely destroy. That's why we understand that Amalek comes from Esav as well. And therefore he says, Hatzireinu miyad achi miyad Esav. This experience is actually happening from here, the whole Purim story. Then you go after that, you get to the Chanukah story. And the Chanukah story is so unique. I would have never guessed it myself. Where would you find this in the story of Yaakov that the Chanukah story actually takes place? Fascinating concept over here. It actually happens with the incident of Shechem. The incident of Shechem, when Dinah is raped by Shechem, this entire experience, if you look what happens over there, they say, you know what? V'chatnu et b'noteinu. We'll marry into your family, you'll marry into ours, we'll just have assimilation, everything will be wonderful, we'll enjoy ourselves together. That's exactly what the Greeks wanted to do. And in fact, the Rambam writes that when describing the miracle that happened, it says that they're Pashtu Yudeim b'mamonim, that by the Greeks they took their money, ubibinotehim, and in their daughters as well. And the same terminology is used, that Pashtu Yadam, what was their goal? To defile their money, in the same way to actually defile the daughters. That's what happened during the Hanukkah story. What happened in the story of Shechem? It was everything about defilement. Everything was about tumah, creating tumah within Klal Yisrael, and that itself was what the Greeks were all about, as we just witnessed and experienced. Hanukkah was about being matame everything, not just the oil, the daughters, the money, everything was about that level of tumah. So this is the third level of Golos into Geula, and the last one is actually coming out in the end of Vayigash. In the end of Vayigash, we're going to see is how Yaakov wants to live in this level of tranquility, and this is where he actually finally has peace. Ultimately, this is what we're going to call Golos Edom, is a peaceful type of experience that Yaakov was looking forward to have by the end of his life. And this is Vayigash, Vayichi is Vayichi Yaakov. So in fact, these things are not just simply stories that happened to Yaakov, but stories that are actually happening to us right now. And we are in that last story, and that last story is the end of Yaakov's life as he lives out the last remaining years in experiencing this Golos Edom, in hopefully a level of positivity, but ultimately that's how the story actually plays out. So when we say Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, it means literally everything that Yaakov goes through is what everything of Klal Yisrael is going to go through as well.